This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Sabrina, for the news. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and you're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. And joining me today is
Audrey Raj,
Arvini Baraj.
And on the show today, we will be talking about what do you want in a smartphone. We've been asking you questions on Instagram, on Twitter, and also on WhatsApp. You can get in touch with us 018-789-8899. What do you want in a smartphone in today's world? Because yesterday I went on to rant. And then a lot of people were saying, you hit the nail on the head because I really want a headphone jack or I want a better battery. So I decided to ask everyone, what do you want in a smartphone? We've got some really interesting responses. And then we've got a story about Snapchat. It could possibly be a streaming service right now. And we've got another story about smart homes. Are they creepy? Yes, they are creepy. Mm-hmm. And also AirAsia is now a traveled tech company. Surprise, surprise. Yeah. Let's start with the first one. We've been asking you on Instagram, on Twitter, on WhatsApp, what do you want on in your smartphone today? Because yesterday, we talked about Google's new service, which is the screening for...
Google call screen. Yeah.
So you can screen your spam calls, the robocalls that you get through. And I think it's a great software. But when it comes to hardware, that's where I feel it's a letdown. Mm. And, you know, there are a lot of, you know, they had the Notch, which interestingly, Google made fun of Apple on stage when Apple released the iPhone 10 with the Notch. And they made fun because Google released the Pixel 2 that had no notches. Mm-hmm. And then now, Google has decided to make the ugliest notch in a smartphone. And not only that, it has a chin as well. So it's like defeats the whole purpose of actually having a notch. So hardware-wise, it looks, you know, one of the worst things I've seen before. Mm. And then they've removed things that previously Android users were very proud of, which is, you know, headphone jack. And you don't have that anymore. Mm. And then we see phones these days, you know, they seem to sacrifice or take away the things that we need the most in order to move forward into a new technology world. I recently came across an article on Engadget, and it's talking about wireless charging. Now, in 2017, I remember I did a show with Matt Armitage, wireless charging, do we need this, and, you know, where do we go from here? And it's the same conversations we're having in 2018 again. Wireless charging, it's here, do we need it? How many of you here actually use wireless charging? Audrey, do you use any sort?
I have three wireless chargers at home. Oh. I don't use any of them. I don't know why. Because when you asked me this question this morning, I was like, but we have wireless chargers at home and our phones can all can all use the wireless chargers, but we all still hook it up to the...
You still plug it in?
Yeah, plug it in.
Arvind, what about you?
No, I've never used it. But I have one of those... I actually have a charger that I bought from Daiso that's like five ringgit and it charges super fast. Mm. But I also use like...
But don't use any charger that you paid 5 ringgit
from. I know.
From whichever shop.
I know.
It's very dangerous.
And even if you do, do not tell Jeff Sandhu.
But I've always I've always gone back to these chargers like that, and they charge the phone like really, really fast.
You're lucky you're still alive.
I'm lucky the phone is still alive. Touch wood. But no, I've never used a wireless charger.
So wireless charging is another sort of new technology that all these smartphone manufacturers are trying to move into, because there is one more port that in today's day and age, that's one more port that most manufacturers don't dare to remove, and that is the charging port.
Okay, here's the thing. Why are smartphone manufacturers removing all these ports? Is it just for design? Do they just want to make it look sleek and clean? Or is there like a good reason behind removing the headphone jack and the charging port? What's going on here?
Hey, Google, Apple, if you're listening, please let us know. You could get in touch with us, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Or you could do an iMessage to us as well, or a Google Talk, all those. Like, we want to hear from Google and Apple. Like, why do you do this?
We might screen your call, though.
Also, you know, the headphone jack. The reason for the headphone jack, according to reports in previous reports, why Apple has done this and why most manufacturers have jumped on the same bandwagon, is to have a larger internal space for a bigger battery. But here's the thing, how much of improvement have we seen in battery lives of our phones? Not much for me.
Again, I can vouch for like China phones because the batteries never go down. I have like a couple of friends that have like cheap phones.
You live life on the edge here.
Yeah. So I don't want to jinx it, but then my phone, I've used my phone like a 10% battery for like 2 hours. Yeah, with messaging and stuff. Waze takes up the most battery life at any given time. So if Waze is on, GPS is on, the battery drops. Otherwise, if Spotify is on but my screen is off, 10% can go for about at least an hour.
Your phone's a zombie.
Yeah.
That's what I think your phone is.
Like a cockroach. It's hard to kill.
Yeah, and you keep it in your pocket.
Yeah.
So you keep a cockroach in your pocket.
I keep it in my hand, so in case it starts to heat up super fast, I'm just like, oops.
So going back to wireless charging, the only way for wireless charging to work is you must have a glass back, which is very expensive if you drop it, because it's, you know, I think if I'm not mistaken, the iPhone XS to repair a cracked back will cost you about 1,200 ringgit.
Wow.
That is nearly a cost of a phone, a mid-range phone that you can buy. So why go that route when we can just, we are more than happy to have a plastic back cover. So, you know, why do this thing? Headphone jack. Bluetooth headphones are really expensive. The good ones, at least. The cheaper ones, they don't tend to connect very well and they sound horrible. The good ones, they cost more than 1,000 ringgit. And I understand why Apple did this, because they own Beats and 60% of the market share for wireless headphones are from Beats. So they want more people to buy Beats headphones because the money goes to Apple. But why are all other manufacturers doing this? The whole reason is that we still use wired headphones. That is the best way to enjoy sound and quality.
Is it just to keep up? Is it just to be part of the game? Because, you know, if Apple's done it, then, you know, in order to sell our smartphones, we're going to need to do the same thing and, of course, up the level, right? So you need to offer at least what your competitor is offering plus more. So if your competitor is offering wireless headphones, then you got to do that as well.
And you do it better.
Yeah, at least do it better.
But the Pixel 3 XL is not doing it better. The notch, for example, it's a huge notch. But for the iPhone X and the XS, I can't believe I'm saying how, you know.
You're sounding like an Apple fan.
I'm not an Apple fan, nor am I like, you know, a Samsung fanboy or an Android fanboy. I'm just a lover of good technology, good products, right? So the Pixel 3 only has two cameras and a larger speaker on its notch. And the notch is actually bigger than the iPhone X and the XS Max.
It looks like a little face.
It looks like a face that's screaming because it knows how ugly it is. Ouch. Exactly that. So like on the iPhone X, however, it has a smaller notch, but it comes with four sensors. There's a camera, there's an IR blaster, there's an infrared reader, and then there's like a speaker. So like there are four things in that really small tiny notch. So kudos to Apple for actually squeezing all of these things into a very small notch. But Google, why did you have such a big notch when there's no facial recognition scanner, there's no IR blaster? So why have two big cameras and a larger speaker? It looks like someone's screaming here. So
yeah. I don't know. Like how much you want to bet that Google's going to come out with their own wireless products maybe in like 4 to 5 months?
They have already now launched the wireless dock, which can charge your phone, which they're hoping people will get on board to this. So it goes back again that there is one port on your phones in today's day and world that you can't remove it yet. But they may do it soon if everyone starts jumping on this wireless charging, which I'm not a fan of wireless charging by any means. It's slow. It heats up my phone really fast as well. And I just don't like it as well.
Yeah, because that's how they explain it, no? Because it works like how you boil water in a kettle.
Yeah.
So it sends like magnetic wave. Like basically, that's what it does. So it's like it's the same technology as like boiling water in a kettle. So yeah, so the phone heats up.
And I fear for my phone when it heats up.
Yeah.
Right?
So we've seen really, you know, scary news of phones just going
exploding.
Up on fire. Yeah. It's not just the Samsung Note 7s, it's been the iPhones, the Huawei's, every phone has, you know, caught
heating
fire
issues,
before.
Yeah.
No, I mean, maybe Google feels like, you know, how Apple is making money with its wireless headphones, and it has a bunch of wireless devices that it can sell because the iPhone doesn't have the jack. So if you want to listen to music, you have to buy Apple's products. And of course, Apple, people who love Apple are going to buy like Apple's products. So maybe Google is coming out with its own
range.
Its own headphones and something that is going to launch in maybe like 3 to 6 months. And then it'll go, if you have this phone and you want to enjoy music, get this other Google product. So it's building its own ecosystem.
Or maybe they just want more speakers.
maybe
on the phone, you know?
Exactly.
Which you don't really need if you think about it.
My argument is that why do companies who make smartphones put in a larger speaker and say, like, you know, the speakers on your phone are now 60% louder than before? Because, like, I have never heard anyone saying that, like, I wish my phone had a louder speaker because I want everyone in this train to hear what I'm listening / watching on, you know, YouTube or Spotify. Nobody does that.
Yeah, because your phone is a personal device.
Yeah, it's annoying if anyone does that. So please stop listening to those annoying people on the train, because the good ones listen via headphones. And I mean headphones means wired
headphones.
Yeah. Let us know, what are your thoughts? What do you want in a smartphone? And then hopefully someone from Apple or Google is listening into this and can send that feedback in. It's 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. And then we're on Twitter. It's at BFM Radio. It's the same for Instagram as well. We'll be right back with more BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.